And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he will veto two budget bills meant to help the state's public schools. The bills passed by the legislature would temporarily allocate $112 million from the state pension systems for police, firefighters, and teachers. Stitt says the head of the teachers' retirement system told him it's already down $1 billion from last year.
Raiding state pension funds to balance the budget is unfortunately nothing new in this building. But just last year, the legislature was talking about how important it was to protect pensions even during a recession.
Stitt says he hasn't decided yet whether he'll sign the rest of the budget bills that were sent to him. House and Senate leaders say they're considering a veto override. The Oklahoma Senate has passed a bill to give businesses immunity from lawsuits alleging they exposed someone to COVID-19. Senate Bill 1946 grants businesses civil immunity as long as they were following any federal, state, or local guidance in place at the time of the alleged exposure. Senator Michael Brooks, Democrat of Oklahoma City, asked the bill's sponsor, Senator Julie Daniels, Republican of Bartlesville, how that might affect employers like a pork processing plant in Guymon, where workers have alleged they were not made to practice physical distancing during the outbreak.
But if workers' comp actions are civil actions, what would prevent an insurance company from being able to use this to exert complete immunity?
Thank you for the question. I don't have an answer for that.
Daniel says the bill is necessary to protect businesses as Oklahoma implements the governor's reopening plan. 24 new cases of COVID-19 reported Monday bring Oklahoma's total to 4,613. Two new deaths bring the state's death toll to 274. New confirmed cases reported last week were up 18.5% from the same period the week prior. Nationwide, the virus has killed at least 81,000 Americans. Showers and possible thunderstorms all day today, with wind and a high of 56, an overnight low around 54. Chance of thunderstorms continues all the way into the weekend, with highs in the upper 70s tomorrow and in the 80s by Thursday. Right now, we have mist, fog, and light rain in Tulsa, 47 degrees. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.